Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone and welcome back. Hope that you're all doing well. I'm not too bad myself. Today is actually a nice day here in the UK, which has been a change from recent weather. It's been quite cloudy, quite overcast recently. Been quite a lot of drizzle. And drizzle, if you don't know, is just when you have a little bit of rain. So there's been a lot of drizzle. But finally, the sky has cleared up a bit and today is a nice sunny day. So after this, I will definitely get outside with my kids. But anyway, today's episode is not about the weather. It is going to be a bit about how the UK has changed, or perhaps not changed, since I've been away. This was a topic request from one of my podcast supporters on Patreon. Big thanks to all my supporters on Patreon. You help to keep this podcast going. And it's nice to get topic requests as well. Makes it a bit easier for me because after, I think it's 2 or 3 years of making the podcast, sometimes it's hard to think of topics. So I do always appreciate your topic requests. So if you're on my Patreon page, you can always directly message me or leave a comment on any of the content on there. But anyway, today's episode is about how the UK has changed while I've been away. So I haven't been back to the UK until now, until recently. If you aren't a regular listener of the podcast, then you won't know. If this is your first time listening, then I should inform you of who I am and what I'm doing. So I am from the UK, but I have just returned to the UK after living in Japan for about 6 years. And before that, I was in Spain for a year. And before that, I was in France. Before that, I was in Japan. Anyway, I've lived in a lot of different places, but it's been a long time since I've even visited the UK, because when I was living in Spain, which was over 6 years ago, I visited the UK just briefly to see my family. But then after that, I went to Japan, and Japan's a long way from the UK, so I didn't visit for a while. And I kept saying to myself, oh, I should really go and visit my family. I should go back to the UK. But it's a very long way. It's a long trip. There's a big time difference, which makes jet lag pretty terrible because, it's almost opposite time of the day in each place. And it's expensive to fly as well. So I kept saying to myself, oh, I should visit. And then I didn't. And then the pandemic hit. So then I didn't leave Japan for a long time because I was worried that they wouldn't let me back in because I just had a foreign resident visa. So my place there was a bit unstable. So I was a bit worried that if I left, I wouldn't be able to come back. So I didn't leave during the pandemic. And then I had as the pandemic was coming to an end, I had my first daughter. And then with babies, it would be really difficult to travel. So, for a long, long time, I just didn't visit the UK. So it was, over 6 years, I think almost 7 years. And then after my second daughter was born, my wife and I, we decided that we wanted to raise our children perhaps here in the UK. Basically, we decided we didn't want to raise them in Japan. For lots of reasons I think I've talked about somewhere else. So we decided to leave Japan and come back here to the UK. And some things have changed since I've been away because it has been a long time. And that's what I'll be talking about in this episode. So I noticed a lot of things that changed here where I'm from, the city where my family's from, because I haven't been here for quite a long time. And then when I did last live in the UK, I lived in the UK So I left the UK when I was 19 and I went to live overseas for a few years, different countries. And then I came back to the UK when I was 25. And then I went to university. And then I left. But when I went to university, I lived in a place called York, which is in the north. I'm from the south of the UK. So I lived in a place called York. And I stayed there for a few years and then I left again. So it's been a long time since I lived in my hometown, which is in the south of England. And yeah, I've noticed quite a few things that have changed. So unfortunately, a lot of the changes I've noticed are not good ones. They're quite negative changes. And there's quite a few reasons for this. One of the biggest reasons was the COVID-19 pandemic, and also how the British government sort of dealt with that and responded to that. So unfortunately, yeah, our government is not great. Like a lot of governments, they tend to prioritize big businesses and rich people more than normal people. There's a series of statistics going around that show that during the pandemic, while most of us were sort of losing money, some people losing their jobs, everybody was having a hard time during the pandemic, the rich people in the world had, the 1%, sort of the top rich people, they had record levels of growth. So while the rest of us were struggling, the very, very rich were getting even richer. And this was thanks to sort of governments doing what governments do at difficult times. They want to keep the big businesses going and they give lots of money or sort of tax breaks or, do certain things to help the big businesses. So all the big businesses did okay during the pandemic, but a lot of the smaller businesses and just sort of normal people had a hard time. So what this has resulted in, it's just sort of exacerbated an existing problem. So exacerbate means to make even worse. So in the UK for a long time, we've had a problem with high streets declining. So the high street means like your small shopping streets with like lots of little shops. High streets have been struggling for a long time in the UK, and there's lots of different factors. One that the government likes to blame is the rise of internet shopping, which definitely is a big part of the problem, but it's not the only problem. But sometimes the government, so they don't take any blame, they say, oh, it's just internet shopping, but there are other things too. But yeah, one of the big issues is, yeah, a lot of people buy things online now, so we don't need, we don't need to go to the shop. But it's not just from people being lazy. You'll probably notice that things online are usually cheaper than things in shops. And that could be changed by government policy. The reason this exists is because I know in the UK, for example, we have a very high tax burden on small businesses. So a lot of these big businesses, they have ways of dodging taxes. They have ways of not paying tax in the country. And even if they did, they're huge businesses. So when they do pay taxes, it's not such a big deal for them. But for little businesses, it's very difficult. So I think what you get in a lot of countries is we get more and more franchises, more of these chains, more of these really big businesses, like say McDonald's or Starbucks or these big like retail outlets, but we don't get so many small independent businesses. And this is not something that is as big a problem everywhere. So for example, if you go to mainland Europe, especially countries like Spain or France or Italy, you'll still see lots of independent cafes and bars and restaurants. I think the majority of them are independent businesses. I don't know that for sure, but I think just from the feeling when I've walked around those countries, I feel like there's a lot of independent places. But in the UK, I think we copy a lot of America's style of capitalism, and I just see more and more big businesses and fewer smaller businesses. And then, as I said, this was exacerbated or made worse by the pandemic. So during the pandemic, people weren't allowed to go out and shop or go to restaurants, cafes. And again, the big businesses that have lots of money, they could survive this, but the smaller businesses couldn't survive this period. They didn't have the money to keep the, you know, keep the business running. So now when I walk around my city, there are loads of small places that are just closed. There are lots of empty shops, lots of empty restaurants, just lots of empty buildings. Some parts of the town look like a bit of a ghost town, like nobody lives there. And it's quite sad to see that. And something that surprised me is it's not just the smaller businesses, there are some of the bigger businesses as well. So, you know, I was just saying that bigger businesses have had an easier time, but even some of the big businesses have closed. Like there was a chain of department stores in the UK called Debenhams, and Debenhams closed all their shops in 2021. So there was a big Debenhams in the center of the city that I live in, and that has gone, and that's just a huge empty building in the middle of the city now. And then even supermarkets, there was a big supermarket in the center of the city, and that supermarket still exists. It's called Tesco. You've probably heard of Tesco. They have many branches all over the UK, but even the Tesco has closed in the city. I guess they didn't have the foot traffic. So foot traffic means like the amount of people coming through the shop. They probably didn't have the foot traffic they wanted and closed. I don't know what was behind it, but it was quite strange for me to get to the city and find not only lots of small businesses that have closed, but even some of the big shops are gone. And yeah, it leaves the city looking kind of empty. And it's not a good feeling when you're walking around a city like that. But my city is far from the worst with this sort of situation. I have seen videos of some parts of the UK where every shop on the street is closed. There are just completely, you know, empty high streets. So places where there used to be lots of shops and restaurants and cafes, and they're all gone. And when I say used to be, I don't mean like 100 years ago. I mean people of my generation, so millennials, people who are in their 30s, who are going to streets that they say when they were younger, it was a very vibrant street, lots of shopping, lots of people out and about, and the whole street is just closed now. The whole street is empty. And, you know, there I've seen some little areas in my city that are like this. So like I said, around the city center, but also not just in the city center, but in like more residential areas. So residential area means an area where people live, where you have lots of homes, lots of houses. So in some residential areas, you sometimes have a kind of little shopping area, little shopping center. So not like the city center, but just a little hub, a little area with some shops and restaurants and maybe supermarket, cafe, things like that. And there are some of those areas that I've been to that I used to go to when I was younger. They were like areas that I grew up in, and I go there now. And one area like that close to where I grew up, I think about half of the buildings were empty. So when I was younger, they were all open, they were all businesses. And now about half of those buildings are just empty. So this, what I'm talking about now, is definitely one of the negative changes that I sort of notice the most when I'm going around. And like I said, it's really sad. I don't know where this is going. I don't know what's going to happen to the future of high streets and shopping areas in the UK. Of course, I, like a lot of people, do use online shopping. It's very useful. But honestly, one of the main reasons I do it is because, as I said earlier, things tend to be cheaper online because I do like to go to shops and look at things and see what I'm buying. I think a lot of people do. A lot of people like to, you know, if you're going to buy electronics, you'd like to pick it up, see, you know, what kind of size it is, how it feels, have a look at it. Of course, if it's clothes, fashion, you want to try it on. So it is nice to go and shop in person, you know, to shop like offline, to go in the street and actually look at things. And it's just nice to sort of wander around and get out of the house sometimes. But yeah, while the prices are cheaper online, I think a lot of people will continue to buy more things from the internet. So I think this requires, to make a change, this requires a government change. Because yeah, if people are giving the option between a cheap thing and an expensive thing, they're going to buy the cheap one. So there needs to be some kind of policy change to help especially the smaller businesses survive, because if not, then yeah, we'll just have empty retail parks, I think. So yeah, that's probably the only thing that can change. I guess we'll see. But anyway, I will talk about some positive changes, because that was sort of concentrating on mainly one sort of negative change I've noticed. But yeah, let's have a look at some positive changes. So one of the main positive changes that I've seen, especially in my city, because I come from a quite a small city, is a lot more sort of multiculturalism. So there's been, since I've been away, there's been, I guess there's been a lot of immigration. And, you know, a lot of these people have opened businesses, you know, opened restaurants, shops, things like that. And, you know, I'm seeing more of these kind of, yeah, different types of food, different types of people. And, you know, it's good to have like sort of fresh ideas. Yeah, new types of food, new, you know, experiencing new cultures, things like that. So that's made the city a little more interesting. And as I was saying earlier, a lot of sort of small businesses and things have closed. Some of the few small businesses that seem to be holding on and surviving are these businesses run by people who've come from other countries. I don't know sort of what the difference is, but maybe they're more determined. Maybe they don't have like another option for employment. I think that happens a lot with people coming from other countries to new countries. It can be one way for them to sort of yeah, guarantee employment is just to sort of make their own business. But somehow some of those are sort of surviving in different areas, not so much in the city center, I think, because the rent and taxes and things are very expensive in the city center, but sort of in other areas. But yeah, then just also just walking around the streets and things, I notice a lot more sort of, yeah, multiculturalism and just sort of a good variety of people, which is nice to see. And it's a big change for me because I've just come from Japan, which is over 99% Japanese. So it's definitely a big change for me coming from Japan. So yeah, that's one positive change that I've noticed. And another one that affects me is the increase in sort of foods for different types of people. So I have an intolerance to gluten. Like I can't, or at least I shouldn't eat things made with wheat, things that contain gluten. So not just wheat, but things made with barley and rye and some other grains as well. But yeah, the doctors told me a long time ago that I shouldn't eat gluten. And I was kind of avoiding it, but still eating it sometimes before. But finally, for certain reasons, I decided to like actually listen to the doctors and completely avoid gluten. So I've been doing that since I've been back in the UK. Actually, I was doing that while I was still in Japan as well, but it was a bit harder in Japan. But here in the UK, you know, it was always better here for gluten-free foods, and not just gluten-free foods, but like vegan foods, things like that as well. But yeah, it was always pretty good for gluten-free stuff, but it's just increased more and more. So now, like, I can get absolutely anything gluten-free, like any kind of bread or cake or whatever, I can get a gluten-free version of that. So that's really come a long way, pizzas, all those things. So yeah, that's been really good. Like wherever I go, there's always like a gluten-free option, so I don't have to worry about that. So that's really nice. And that's another thing that's changed. But otherwise, I'd probably say a lot of stuff hasn't really changed. A lot of stuff is, yeah, still the way it was when I left, especially when I'm like outside of the city, just in more residential areas, like in the suburbs, in housing estates, like when I'm in just sort of residential areas and walking around, a lot of things still feel pretty much how they did before. I know there are definitely changes in the country, like when you look, if you look at statistics, if you read the news, if you follow politics, you'll see a lot of things have changed. But I think sort of just walking around the streets, if it's not sort of things that are affecting you directly. So like me, I've just got back here, so things aren't affecting me as directly. Well, some things are actually, some things are making it a bit harder to live here than it was before. But anyway, this podcast is getting a bit long, so that'll be some stuff I'll talk about in another episode. So thank you all very much for listening. If you follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple or somewhere where you can leave a review, then please do leave a review. If you just put 5 stars, which of course you'd put 5 stars, why would you put less than that? If you give me 5 stars and then you want to write something, or you don't have to write something, but if you leave a review, that really helps the podcast to spread to other people. And that motivates me to keep going. So thank you very much, and I'll see all of you back here next time.